In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Bern has a reputation for doing things slowly, after everyone else. But in one thing, we are actually ahead of the game, and that's the week of prayer for Christian unity. Officially, it only started last Wednesday, but Bern always has its ecumenical service the Sunday before. In fact, you could say that with our varied backgrounds, St. Ursula's is already living out Christian unity. We are part of a larger entity, the whole church. But it is also true to say that the whole church subsists in this one congregation. Our gospel reading today is the account of Jesus' first miracle, changing water into wine. When a situation seems to have come to a dead end, Jesus takes what is there and brings new life into being. It is a repeated pattern in the Gospels. They have run out of wine. By the lakeside, they have no food to eat. At the pool of Bethesda, there is no one to help me get into the water so that I may be healed. When our resources run out, Jesus takes what we consider broken or exhausted or insufficient and brings new possibilities to life. When we look at our church today, the whole church of God, divided, sometimes broken, but nevertheless, there are things we do together, and we can be a sign of living together in spite of differences. It's significant that this miracle of changing water into wine takes place when Jesus is with Mary, his mother, and his disciples. They are the church which is coming into being. Again, a diverse company, but also the gathering that has Jesus at its center. And so it has remained. The church is a community in which the works and wonders of God are made visible. The church is to become a community whose mission is to say, "Come and see." And that has remained the church's role, to be a community held together by the attractive forces of God's love and grace, so that looking at the church from outside, people can say, "Yes, I see Jesus." Today we are in the third week of the Epiphany season, and that word Epiphany means showing, making visible, making manifest, as we just sang. It is the season of seeing. Jesus is made manifest in the adoration of the wise men. At his baptism, and in today's readings, in his church. Like Mary, his mother, and the other disciples, we are called to be the community that points to Christ, that shows him to the world and says, "Do as he tells you." How we do this is modelled on the Eucharist, where the true spiritual significance of giving and receiving is made manifest. There is giving, the sacrificial offering of the Son to the Father, and our offering of ourselves, our souls and bodies. The sacrifice is accepted by the Father, made holy and given back, transformed, water into wine, bread and wine, the body of Christ, the risen life. As the bread and wine are transformed and become carriers of Christ's presence, so we are sent out to be carriers and signs of his presence in the world. The American theologian Stanley Hauerwas has written of the church as a colony of heaven, not a colony cut off in a sort of Wild West scene behind a high wooden stockade, cut off from the people outside, but one whose role is to be a model, to transform the surrounding society for the better, and indeed to teach us to recognize Christ's presence outside the church. To do that, we must, of course, first be sure that we recognize his presence within the church. We are called then to be a community that sees, a community with vision that shapes our lives with each other, a vision that recognizes gifts in ourselves and in others, and is ready to offer and receive them, even sacrificially. The community we are called to model must provide for reconciliation and forgiveness, for healing, for fairness and mutual concern, and a sense of responsibility. If we can model ourselves on that vision, and by grace live by it, then we can say to the world, to markets, to governments, to society at large, to warring factions of all kinds, come and see. And having seen, then, like the disciples, others will come to believe. Amen.